Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. God promised to crush Satan. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Satan made me do it. Satan did this to me. When someone is trying to explain why they did something wrong, those phrases might come in handy. The first phrase suggests Satan can have influence on your thoughts, words, and actions. The second phrase demonstrates he's powerful and he's against you. The truth is, Satan can't make you do it, as if you have no choice. Satan never appears in a red suit with horns and a pitchfork to say, "Hi, I'm Satan, and I'm here to ruin your life." Much like a fisherman, he hides his hook with something attractive and appetizing. He says, "You are your own person. You don't have to listen to your mom or dad or anybody else over you." He wants you to take his bait like Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden. He hopes that you think he is strong and that you feel you're stuck in a mess with no way out. Thank God he stepped in with the world-changing announcement in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. He promised this is how the conflict would end between Jesus and Satan. He will crush your head, and you will bruise his heel. To crush a body part means to step on it. Jesus would crush Satan's head. Satan would crush Jesus' heel. But there's a difference in stepping on someone's head and stepping on someone's heel. Crushed heels hurt, but will heal. You'll survive. Jesus would receive such an injury. The sting of his suffering was real. His death was crushing. But he survived when he rose from the dead and ascended to heaven. Satan, however, lost his head. The gravestone that rolled aside to show Jesus to be alive is the same one that crushed Satan's head. Satan can try to make you do and say things that make you think he's powerful, but he can't change anyone who clings to Jesus in faith. Satan knows he is beaten. He knows Jesus freed us, and now we're safe. How can you stay close to the crusher today? How can you live confidently in Jesus' victory today? We ask for Jesus' protection in prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for crushing Satan. You went through so much to do that. Keep me safe from Satan always. Let me live confidently today that you have already beat Satan. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.